What's up, everybody?
Boop, 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 boop. What is up?
We're back. Game Chat, Borderline Entertainment's weekly games podcast coming right at you.
Yes.
Right now. Super strong and fast.
What's, are you going to tell them my name?
Like a hard
Come on.
This is my good friend and brother. He is on my righteous right.
Yes, I am.
And his name is...
Uhissa!
And I'm Andrew, so...
Come on! I had so much grandiose That's, about me.
You know me, I'm not a grandiose person.
Yeah.
I just kinda... come, you know, you kinda, come as I am.
You need to add some waves, you know, rock the boat a little bit.
I did, I started off like a...
No, you didn't. Let's get the house a-rockin'. What are we talking about today?
Today is a year in review. You know, we're going to talk about 2016.
A lot happened.
And it's terrible.
But sometimes
okay.
Not bad.
Glory, yeah.
I mean, a lot of great things happened in 2016. It wasn't all bad, right?
Let's try to convince ourselves of that.
Okay, I'm going to start us off on a positive note since you're a little...
I'm sorry. All I can think of is 2016 and just, it was a hard year.
It ended a little rough.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. But that's not what this podcast is.
No,
this
right.
We're about games here.
We're about games here. We're not
and
about anything else.
2016 was... No.
Was okay.
Okay.
I mean, there was some good stuff. There was some not so good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, one really terrible thing that happened, at least I'm pretty sure it's 2016. It actually might have been in January. But Scalebound for the Xbox One got canceled.
Oh.
That was a sad time.
Yeah.
Did you ever see anything about Scalebound?
Mm-mm.
It was so cool. Made by Platinum Games. It had so much potential. The dragonfly and sequences reminded me of Panzer Dragoon Orta. It's a deep cut for those of you who love some of original Xbox. But some great things happened too. Overwatch came out. And some of us in Overwatch are too sugoi to live. But too kawaii to die.
I don't.
Sorry. Overwatch is so good. I loved it.
Okay. I didn't get that because I've not played it yet.
But you will.
Probably.
It got like Game of the Year everywhere.
Just would you? I will play it.
And it's not like you're committing to. You played Witcher 3, and that was like a bajillion hours of commitment. There's not that much commitment here.
Okay. Good.
It's just a multiplayer game. Just play with me.
I got this in 2016.
I don't care about that.
It's the year two, whatever it's called.
It's Moments of Triumph.
Rewards, Moments of Triumph.
You don't even know what it's called.
I do. I'm just being belligerent because I want to make you mad.
He doesn't deserve it.
I do. It's even got my gamer tag on it, Djembe21. DJ Mbe.
Djembe that we settled is like Django.
Mm-hmm. So it's... Yeah, that was fun. It took a lot of focus to get all those 50 calcified fragments, but somehow I managed.
Okay, so right now I'm not paying attention to you because you're being facetious and it's making me angry. I'm trying to remember. I felt so proud of myself of remembering who played Django, and now I forgot again.
Jamie Foxx,
yeah. So, yeah, Jamie Foxx. What were you saying? I'm just kidding. Don't tell me.
Moments of Triumph. Destiny.
Stop! Awesome. I was so close, okay?
It was awesome.
I had 47 fragments. I was almost there. All I had to do was hard mode the boss.
Mm.
Or hard raid the challenge mode things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was so close.
Yeah.
I was almost there.
That's very close.
I could have had one of those shirts.
Rise of Iron came out this year, too, for Destiny.
That was good. A little short.
A little short, yeah. What else happened this year?
Doom. Doom was good.
Doom happened.
But the thing is as far as big, like really good releases, the year was kind of lacking.
Hmm.
It was kind of short.
I feel like they all happened at the end of the year.
Yeah, a lot of big stuff came at the end of the year. Despite what people say, Last Guardian came out, and I thought it was really good.
Hmm.
It's pretty divisive amongst people. And I think that's only because it was like 10 years in the making.
Oh, yeah.
It took way too long for that to come out. But it finally did in 2016, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Dogs 2 wasn't bad. You liked it
a
lot.
I thought it was fun, yeah.
Right? So, I mean, yeah, a lot of the big games came out in the fall. Pokemon Moon and Sun. and Final Fantasy 15.
Yes.
Noctis and the Boys. The thing is that whereas there were some good things, I feel like they were probably too spread out.
Hmm.
You know, just not a lot happening. And I know I said before that there's too much coming out and that maybe we're too conditioned and maybe that's where I'm coming from. But I don't know. It kind of felt like a little bit empty of a year. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you just like to complain, but I...
Dude!
Sorry.
No!
I think it's true. I don't know.
I don't like to just complain.
Here's what I do agree. I feel like it's spread out.
Yes.
I remember something else that happened in 2016 was... Game Chat.
Us! Happened in, we came out in 2016.
Borderline Entertainment. We came out.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah. We're glad to be here.
I just think...
But basically... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Going back to what I was saying. I remember first episode, do not watch, it's terrible.
I mean, it's got the most views for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's not...
The heck's up with that?
Just skip. Just skip forward.
Like 150 views.
I know. Hey, I don't get it.
And it's the worst one.
I don't get it.
I realize it's not a lot of views, but still.
It is when we just started out.
Yeah.
But basically, I remember talking about E3 and mm-hmm. all these games that are supposed to be coming out soon-ish.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is that there are things that we're still talking about today,
mm-hmm.
in 2017, which is mainly just Nintendo Switch and Breath of the Wild.
Those are the things that really stuck.
Yeah.
Because if you go back and watch it, our ratings of that E3 weren't super stellar.
No.
And, I mean, we realize that things that happen in E3 don't necessarily have to come out that year.
Right.
But I didn't think that that was a very good forecast.
No.
For 2016 coming out of there. Because then you look at all the games that got canceled, all the games that got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had some of the big undersells like PS4 Pro.
Ah,
jeez Louise, that tanked. There was just a lot of underwhelming.
Yeah.
Wasn't all bad, but it was underwhelming. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking about 2016.
Yeah. But there's hope, though, because it did end in a bang.
It did.
And there's a lot of hope for 2017 in the Nintendo Switch and, you know, things of that nature.
So what do you think 2017 can learn from 2016?
Maybe just make better games.
Maybe follow through with your promises,
people.
Maybe not oversell a game and then have it tank because the way that you advertised it is not the way that it came out. No Man's Sky. Oops.
I'm just saying,
like, those kinds of things are what happened in 2016. And I think in 2017, we can kind of move on and get better with that.
Yeah, true. More transparency.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Here's another thing that we learned in 2016, or that you people are starting to learn, I didn't, is that Andrew gets sick.
No, shut your mouth.
Bi-weekly. Every other week, this guy gets a cold. Is it Crohn's disease? Is it chronic strep? Who knows? But it's gross.
It's not that. That hasn't even happened.
And therefore, I get sick from him breathing in my space. It's gross.
That's not what happened.
That's literally what happened.
2016 was probably the best year for me health-wise. I felt like I did not get sick that often.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't believe that. But now that you are mentioning health, I think 2017 wasn't that bad for me.
Well, that's good because we've only been in here for a month.
I'm getting stares from off camera. Like, how could I possibly say that? I started off 2016 not too bad. In the middle, I think I maintained, but then I probably tanked at the end. Maybe that's why I'm getting those faces.
Well, this isn't that doctor show on daytime television.
No, but our health affects our gaming lives, right?
Not in the way you think, where if you're sick, you get to play more. If you're healthy, you don't get to play as much.
You know what? When I was sick, I didn't get to play that much. I was sleeping. Coincidentally, when I take Dayquil, it does not wake me up. It makes me drowsy and a little bit like stoned. Okay. What do you guys think about 2016? It was kind of a flaccid year, right? A little soft. Nothing exciting.
Well, sure.
But potential.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it, you think, you know what? A lot could have come from you. Were you big and flashy? No.
No.
But you had potential. 2016, so long. Go it.
What? Go it?
Go for it. Dang it! Dang it! Crap.
Go it!
Just close it.
All right. Thanks for watching. That was just us ranting basically about 2016, how it didn't fulfill our expectations. But let us know what you think, if you loved it, if you didn't, if you're excited for this new year, because we certainly are. A lot of games coming out, and we're excited to talk about them with you. He is having a seizure right now.
I'm just a little upset right now.
Okay.
You had to wear that shirt. I went and said, go it. I'm wearing this awesome shirt, and I didn't make the episode as awesome as it could have been.
It was average. It was like 2016.
Oh, yes, that was good. It was like it was like 2016.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, everybody.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Asa.
And we are out of here.
Goodbye. 3, 2, 1, make some noise.